The National Park Service wants to hear from you. The subject, wolves on Isle Royal. The Park Service is looking at whether or not to bring more gray wolves to the park where just two remain. And they're taking public comments right now on this question. With us is the superintendent of Isle Royal National Park, Phyllis Green. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So good to have you with us to talk about the wolf population and the other issues that you're dealing with on Isle Royal. Let us start with the gray wolves. And we've seen as many as, 50 wolves on the island at one point, but the population is down to just two?
Right. And 50 was a very unusually high number, probably one of the highest concentration of wolves ever found per acre, if you will. And part of that is because of it being an island and they couldn't disperse.
Why are they down to two?
The primary thought is that the inbreeding has complicated their ability to produce pups and sustain a viable population.
So it goes to show being that isolated is not always such a good thing for them.
No, islands are pretty hard on any species. You kind of have to adapt and survive or leave. If the species isn't well suited, extirpation is what we call it, often happens where the animal does disappear off of an island environment.
And Phyllis, what would it mean to Isle Royal's ecosystem if that happens, if the wolves die out?
Well, climate change has the ability to really change things dramatically on the island. So nobody has a very clear crystal ball at this point in time as to how it might play out. That's why we're in the planning process, so that we can take a look at some of the our best guesses and scientific estimates of how things could change. Right now, with climate change, a 50-year projection of how well moose will do on the island is not good. Moose actually love a temperature around 28 degrees, and the projections are warmer summers, which would really heat stress them, and potentially warmer winters, which is very problematic too.
But and that if the natural predator of the wolf is not on the island, how might that affect the moose population?
Well, in the past, it's been thought that wolves really don't dampen kind of the total boom-bust population of moose. But they do keep moose healthier in the sense that they take the weak and diseased. And so you have a potential to kind of reduce the numbers of moose, but not necessarily contain kind of some of the cycles their populations go through.
So the Park Service now has some decisions to make and is looking for the public to comment as you evaluate the options of whether to bring wolves to Isle Royal or not. And to be clear, these possible alternatives, you're not talking about culling or moving moose at all. This is not on the table.
No, that's the more recent change. Initially, we had looked at that because we had gotten a number of comments about folks who said, well, I really don't want you to manipulate wolves, but I would be fine if you were to cull moose, which is a polite term of saying hunt them.
Yes.
And as we looked at some of the feasibility and the terrain and just how well that could actually be accomplished, we decided it was probably more timely to focus our energy on really should we introduce this and keep this apex predator on the island or not?
We're talking with the superintendent of Isle Royal National Park, Phyllis Green, as we go through the possible options that the National Park Service is evaluating to deal with the fact that there are only two gray wolves left on Isle Royal, and it does not look good that they're going to recover naturally, that population. So let's talk about these alternatives, and I guess the first is what, the no-action alternative, just let nature take its course?
No action is traditionally what the Park Service follows on our natural environments for the most part, especially when it involves a wilderness area, and that would allow things to play out. If wolves came back naturally on an ice bridge, certainly they would be free to move through the habitat and reestablish themselves, but you would not do anything to aid or prevent.
And speaking of your comments on the warmer climate, I'm gathering that the chances of ice bridge traveling, they're becoming less and less.
Well, that's one of these crazy things about climate change, in the sense that what is predicted, especially when we're in a transition type of spot like we are at Isle Royal and Lake Superior, is that you may have more extreme events. I think people can quickly remember those two severe winters we had 3 and 2 years ago. And we actually had movement of wolves across those ice bridges during that time. The one couple that came out did not stay. They went, actually, they did a kind of walkabout around the island, and then they went back to the mainland. So animals have to make a decision that everything's right for them to stay. But ice bridges, it's going to be harder to predict them. I think that is true.
All right, let's talk about what's called Alternative B. What would that be?
Alternative B basically says, what can we learn? We know what happened in the experiment over the last 50 years. Basically, with very low intermittent introductions of wolves naturally, the inbreeding situation occurred. So, but managers around the world are faced with trying to reestablish populations. And the question is, could you improve upon the startup point, if you will? I.e., if there was is there a way to introduce a certain number of wolves over a short time period that have enough genetic diversity that they could carry themselves through the next cycle, if you will, on Isle Royale? So that really takes a look at trying to figure out, if you were to restart the experiment in kind of a one-time period, although that one-time period might take a couple years, how would you do it? And then what can you learn from it?
Okay, so it would be, as you say, like kind of a one-off over some period of time.
Right.
But then the next alternative would be, what, bringing in fresh stock, if you will, bring wolves onto the island for as often as needed for at least the next 20 years. So that really leaves the door open to quite a bit of flexibility.
Well, it does, but it also complicates a little bit about what you learn and how you learn it. So under that scenario, you would say you'll do some type of a startup population or intermixing with the current population, provided they're still there, mm-hmm. And you would add wolves at a certain interval. But that's still very problematic because wolves don't exactly greet each other with open arms, as often with bared fangs. So it has different things can play out under that scenario. And so we've got to kind of think it through thoroughly. So you can add more wolves, whether they mate and survive with the wolves that are there, whether they get killed. You have to have a pretty good backup strategy about how you would make that happen.
Interesting. And it seems that the final alternative D is kind of a hybrid of not doing anything and perhaps introducing?
It is, in the sense that we don't have a real clear crystal ball. Hmm. So the way we envision developing that alternative, and it needs to be fleshed out in more detail as we've started to think about it, is to say our crystal ball says that this will happen, and if it does, then this is the next logical step. And then it might say, well, your crystal ball prediction didn't actually play out. This is the next step that should happen. So it's going to be a little bit more complicated than the other two alternatives because it's going to try to be more adaptive in really evaluating what's going on the ground at the park and then adjusting the course forward from there.
And the public is invited to read this revised scope of the environmental impact statement and to comment. Interestingly, these comments will be added to ones that you've already received from all 50 states, the District of Columbia, and 19 other countries. These wolves really matter to people, don't they?
They do. You know, I think it's a real positive in our society that we're taking a look at how we help the natural world stay intact. But the natural world also has its own boundaries and processes, and I think we need to be respectful of that as we think about whether we should tinker in those processes.
Phyllis Green is the Isle Royale National Park Superintendent. You can find the link to comment on whether or not the National Park Service should bring more gray wolves onto Isle Royale and how. You can go to the stateside page at michiganradio.org. We've got the link there for you so you can file your comment. Phyllis, thank you so much for spelling this out for us, and we will keep in touch with you and monitor what kinds of responses you get and decisions you make.
All right. Well, thanks for your interest.